Okay, now here's the massive and perfect action step that I want you to take. I want you to commit to try to add 20 new emails per week. So 22 emails per week, that's 1,000 emails in a year.
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by, because the show begins right now.
Bam!
Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Coaching Inc. Simple instruction for simple entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Tom Kroll. I'm super excited to be with you here today because I'm going to be talking about something that is a game changer in your business that you can implement right now if you're not already. And it is the single most important asset that you have as a coach, a consultant, an influencer, whatever you're doing to earn a living online. This is one of the critical components to your success and exponential success. So let's deep dive it right now. And that simple thing is your email list. This is something that everyone seems to know about, they talk about, and so few people are doing it or doing it correctly. So I'm going to give you some of the simple tips and tricks to make sure that you're building an email list, you're building it properly, and you're actually communicating with it, which I know sounds like obvious, right? But you'd be surprised. So this is something I've learned from coaching my private clients, my group clients, and this is something that entrepreneurs need to know about, they need to embrace, and they need to get right from day one. All right, so here's one of the things to think about. First of all, why is your email list so important? The reason your email list is so important is because you own it. You own it. That is so critical. Sometimes we walk around thinking that we own a Facebook group or an Instagram page, or, you know, we own these things. And the reality is we don't. Those things are owned by platform companies, and those platform companies can shut you down and close you out without any notice and for any reason. And there is sometimes, and often, more often than not, absolutely nothing that you can do to get it back. Once it's closed, it's usually done forever, and you got to start from scratch, and they don't really even tell you why very often it got shut down. Sometimes you just go to the Facebook group or whatever particular platform company it is, and the group is just gone. It's just gone. So your email list you own. This is critical. This is why one of my buddies, Joe McCall, always reminds me this is one of the most important and significant assets that you have. First of all, what is an email list? An email list is a group of people who have agreed to receive communication from you. Now, some people will say that could be a text list of phone numbers or a mailing address of clients. But most people, for our purposes, let's just call this an email list because that's really our primary here is communication via email. And if you think email is dead, you are dead wrong. When I started this, I remember Jeff Walker teaching me that a lot of people say, this is now almost two decades ago, saying, a lot of people have said to him that email is dead. Well, email was alive when Jeff started. It was alive and well when I started. It will be alive and well when you listen to this and far into the future. And the reason is because an email list is very similar to regular mail, like snail mail, right? Like getting an envelope from grandma in the mail. This is just the newer version of mail. There will always be letters going out and email communications, just like there is still to this day, just like 200 years ago, you can still get a mail piece in your mailbox with a stamp on it, right? So this is going to be around forever. So you might as well learn how to engage with it and use it. First thing that I would start with is get a tool. If you want to know the tool that I use and I recommend, just go to www.coachinginc.com/email. That's www.coachinginc.com/email. And you will have the tool that I use and I recommend. It is an affiliate tool. So when you buy it, I will receive an affiliate commission for it. However, the one that I suggest, your first 1,000 emails are totally free, which is why I recommend it. if you're not going to use that tool, just make sure that you use a very, very inexpensive or practically free tool, which is very important. And also make sure that it's a very simple, singular purpose tool. Stay away from the fancy, expensive tools that have lots of bells and whistles and features and benefits and all these extra things that they can do. You want a clean, simple email tool. So make sure you pick one like that. Okay, so now that you have your tool, the very next thing you want to do is start using it. Start familiarizing yourself with this tool. This is a tool that the owners should familiarize themselves with. What I want you to do is build a list in the tool. Just make it out of friends and family members and just call it the friends and family member list and start learning how to send emails out to that list. When you do that, and when your friends and family members start receiving your emails, make sure that it doesn't go into their junk folder. If it does, have them move it to their inbox. Ask them to make you a preferred email person so that the email services know that this email is good. You could also communicate back and forth with them with multiple email chains so that the email servers know that this is not a spam email. So you're going to do two things with this activity. You're going to familiarize yourself with the tool, and you're going to help increase the deliverability rate of your emails. The other thing to consider is there are lots of ways to set up automatic systems in order to build your email list. So with every email tool, there are things that you can do like setting up pages and all sorts of fancy things to get people onto your email list. I'm going to give you some outrageous advice right now, which is don't do that. Don't learn how to use the tool to that level. What I would suggest you do is for your first 1,000 emails, just do them manually. Be radical here. Familiarize yourself with the tool by adding your first 1,000 emails manually. Just go into the tool. If you do something at an event or on a podcast or whatever, and you collect email address, enter them one by one. I can hear so many people making a face right now. I can hear the faces that you're making, if that makes sense. And I know this sounds like outrageous advice, but just add them manually. Once you start to drive revenue, then hire someone on Upwork or onlinejobs.ph and hire an overseas technician or specialist who can start to build those pages for you. You don't have to do that yourself, but for the meantime, until you make revenue, put in these emails yourself. Manual is the best way. We don't need to scale and automate before you're at 50 or 100K per month, right? So just easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Okay, so now you have your email tool and you have some names in your email tool. I want you to start emailing those people. I know a lot of people, so many coaches will say this, I've started collecting emails, but I'm afraid to email them because I'm not an email copywriter and blah, 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 blah. Guys, this is easy peasy. You're smart enough and intelligent enough and talented enough to write a little email. If you're not, you may want to reconsider even being an entrepreneur if you can't send an email. Don't overthink this. Just make the emails sound like you. Provide people with insight and value and write however you want. If you want to get some ideas on how to write effectively, go outside of your industry, sign up for people's emails that are popular and influential, and start looking at their email. Look at the character count, the overall length of the email, how is it broken up, the template that they're using, the tone, the volume, the vocabulary. What I would suggest you do is read those for some inspiration. Don't turn them into templates. Write these email yourselves. I would suggest to not use AI until you really know what you're doing with it. So make sure you know how to do this first. And what I would suggest that you do is just start sending out emails. How often? Write one email a day so that it goes out every day of the week, right? So every day of the week, have an email set up to go out automatically in this tool where they just go out. So if somebody joins your list today, or in a week from now, the email sequence starts with just one email a day. You've got this. You can do it. It's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Okay, now here's the massive and perfect action step that I want you to take. I want you to commit to try to add 20 new emails per week. So 22 emails per week, that's 1,000 emails in a year. And guys, here's the way that most influential people rate or value their email list. You can count on approximately $1 to $2 per month for every name on your list. So if you have 1,000 names on your list, you can approximate that you will earn $1,000 a month to $2,000 per month. So I want you to make this a priority right now. Now, how can you add those emails to your list? It's really simple. You can add emails when someone requests to join your online group, like a Facebook community. You could add emails when someone applies to your coaching program from the application. Whenever, wherever you speak, wherever you offer value, you can always give away a free resource or a gift in exchange for an email. There's so many ways to do this. If you're going to host an in-person event, you can do this. You can have people register at the door for an in-person event and leave their email address. So do it manually, do it often, do it consistently, build your email list, start it today, email them every single day, because that email list, it goes with you forever. And when you go to sell your company, you will be blown away by the multiple. A multiple means how many more times do you get paid based on what the value of the asset is. So let's just say that your email list is generating $10,000 a month. You can expect to get paid sometimes double digit multiples for that list. What one little trick here that I'll give you. If you do sell your business or you sell that asset of your email list, make sure that you have an agreement in place that says that you, the owner, the former owner now, gets to continue to email and communicate and pitch to that email list. So even if you sell your company, never give up your right to email that list. That's your list. You spent years building it and sometimes money building it. You certainly have paid for the tool, right? So make sure that you never lose that right, even if you sell your company, that you can still email your list. Guys, if you want to start making more money as an entrepreneur, if you want your time back, if you want exponential results, go to coachinginc.com, coachinginc.com, fill out an application. I review all of the applications. Make sure you give me a detailed response. I read all of them, but I won't read it if there's one word answers. So give me a detailed response. Tell me how I can help. Tell me what you're struggling in with your business. Tell me what you've tried to do and why you think it hasn't worked. I'm here for you. I want to help you grow. I want to help you learn. I want to help you get big results. I want to help you retire and sell your company or create it into a cash cow. I'm here for you. I don't let my clients down. Fill out the application, and I would love to explore the possibility of working with you. All right. Enjoy the day, guys. I'll see you on the next episode. Talk soon.
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to coachinginc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is coachinginc.com. So head over there now, and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.